Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris visiting with you this afternoon, and it's my great honor to bring on air with us a very special woman, someone that has become very near and dear to me because she hosted me on a terrific visit to the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul a few weeks ago, actually. So let me introduce Kamala Stahlberger to you. She is a BA in anthropology from Hamline University, Minneapolis, St. Paul. She is a registered yoga teacher, a certified healing touch practitioner, apprentice with Healing Beyond Borders International, and has trained in sacred Lomi Hawaiian temple bodywork. Using an ethnographic approach to healing, Kamala intuitively combines an understanding of your life story and energy work to assist in restoring you to wholeness, mind, body, and spirit. By identifying patterns of thought and behavior that no longer serve a client's highest good, Kamala uses energy work to alter these patterns energetically, resulting in a new narrative and therefore a transformed life. She's also a Lyme disease advocate, having hosted the Twin Cities Natural Health Fair on October 18th, which featured an array of Lyme-literate practitioners, and she helped educate her region on tick-borne diseases. So welcome to Limelight Radio, Kamala.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful. So there's so much I want to have you share with our listeners over this next half an hour together. But why don't we start off, if you don't mind, educating or illuminating how you actually got involved in the Lyme disease situation, because you actually do not have the illness.
I don't. Thankfully, I don't have Lyme disease. I have a good friend who has Lyme disease, though, and back in February of 2012 when he got diagnosed, you know, at that point I remember telling him, you know, geez, I don't know anybody else with Lyme disease. And since then, people I know, people I have known for a long time in, you know, basic regular conversation, all of a sudden it turns out that they have had or have Lyme disease or know of somebody who has Lyme. And, you know, I started hearing stories about how traumatic the experience has been for so many people because of, you know, testing that hasn't worked out well, the doctors that haven't known what was wrong with people and, you know, delayed diagnosis and that sort of thing. And so through that, I've just been interested because of my healing background also in trying to support and help people find options.
That's so wonderful. And, you know, you are a gifted healer. I've experienced your body work, and out there in Minnesota and Wisconsin, where you are, and actually then you neighbor onto the other border states there, the Lyme disease situation really is surging, and really not many doctors know about it at all, do they?
It's very hard for people to find a Lyme-literate doctor. Most of the people that I talk with who have Lyme have done a lot of their own research, do a lot of communicating and, you know, with support groups and things, talking with different people about who they found that has worked well with them and who hasn't. And it really seems like a network kind of a situation because the responses from the medical community are so varied in finding answers.
Yeah, it's difficult too. And, you know, we have this in the Northeast where we've got Boston with major medical centers, and the Infectious Disease Society, you know, has labeled Lyme disease as a short-term infectious illness. So it's gotten pigeonholed into this, you know, little box of infectious illness, and the, what we call chronic form or prolonged form of it, which takes its attack on multiple systems of the body and no longer looks like an infectious disease, but looks like things like fibromyalgia or lupus or MS or chronic fatigue syndrome, you know, then people, I imagine, in your area end up wandering into Mayo Clinic, et cetera, because you've got those big healthcare centers out there and they're not that Lyme savvy. They just have one lens on it, don't they?
It seems like they do. And again, I don't have any personal experience with it, but the people that I talk to and the stories that I've heard, people have a really hard time. And even though the Mayo is a tremendous help for a lot of people in a lot of situations, it does not seem like Lyme disease is something that they are that up to date on.
Yeah, they don't understand it as well. Most of the medical community doesn't really understand it. So here you are, like Artemis out there, blazing through the forest and lighting a light of hope for the people that are suffering. And we had the wonderful health fair that you put together, and so many people joined us with great practitioners. There was dentists and chiropractors and body workers who were Lyme literate, and it was a fabulous experience for me and those that attended to see what you were able to create for a community. And, you know, what's the ripple effect been like for you?
Well, since this is the first year that I put together the Natural Health Fair, I wasn't sure what to expect with, you know, the attendance and that sort of thing. And until a couple weeks beforehand, I didn't realize that there was another health fair type event that was happening at the Minneapolis Convention Center. But it seemed like the number of people that came were very specifically there to learn about Lyme disease with the promotion that we did for your keynote speech. And I think everybody went away from it knowing so much more and having some resources available, having some, you know, concrete tactics and places to turn to, you know, things that they we're going to seek out. And I don't know, you did such a great job with the keynote speech and talking about diagnostics and what to look for and questions to ask with testing and that sort of thing. And from the response from practitioners who participated, they were very happy with how the day turned out. The people who came and attended heard back some comments that they have been, you know, pleased with the information that they received, and I've been very grateful and thankful for, you know, my efforts in putting this together.
That's so beautiful. You did an outstanding job, and I'm highlighting Kamala today and her efforts, besides us learning about the situation in Minnesota, because I want to put it out here to the country, actually, to the world, that, you know, you can do this. You need to ask for help and seek support. And like Kamala put together this health fair, you don't have to go that far, but you can bring in a speaker like me or other practitioners from around the country that know how to deal with this illness and host an event and bring awareness and education and support to your community. It's really not that hard to do. You just have to reach out and seek the sources and make it happen. You know, we planned for almost a year, Kamala, didn't we? But it was really about 6 months of work to create an event like this.
Yes, I would say it was about November last fall when I contacted you on Facebook and asked if you would come to the Minnesota area because of my interest in natural health, I wanted to know more and be able to talk with you personally, which was fantastic. And I'm so glad that I had that opportunity to find out really your perspective as being a natural health care practitioner. And then with a disease like this, how to incorporate other modalities into, you know, a natural health, kind of a holistic approach to healing Lyme disease. And so, yeah, we talked about it last fall, and throughout the year, it kind of grew into a health fair because of the people that I've met and come in contact with, clients that I have, the I don't know, sometimes the struggle that people have in finding good medical care with Lyme disease and finding answers and knowing how much help there is in some alternative and complementary modalities. Just feeling like my intention for the health fair was to bring together the practitioners of those maybe complementary and alternative healing ways and the people who maybe could benefit from them so that there's some contact and some awareness around other options.
Yeah, it worked really well, and we'll talk about it more when we come back from station break, but as you heard in the first half of our hour with Mike Sheehan at BioResources, and now you're hearing a little bit from Kamala too, is that Lyme disease, besides killing off a bacterial infection or parasitic co-infections, is we really need to support our body physically, emotionally, spiritually on this journey. It gets ransacked by the organisms, and a lot of damage is done, and we need the resources. And this is where natural holistic medicine comes into play beautifully, because these age-old traditions like acupuncture, homeopathics, herbals, cranial sacral work, which is newer, but energy medicine, energy body work, they're very restorative, and they, you know, help our systems realign and balance. So everyone, we're going to take a little station break, and then we're going to come back and learn more from Kamala and hear a bit more about what's happening out in Minnesota area with Lyme disease. This is Katina Makris. This is Limelight Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We've already said goodbye.
Since she gotta go, oh, you better go now. Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting Minnesota today. Kamala Stolberger is with us, and she is doing a fabulous job letting us have a lens into the situation out in her neck of the woods. Minnesota is a gorgeous state. I'd never been there before. When I arrived to Minneapolis, St. Paul a couple weeks ago, I got off the airplane and I'm saying, oh my God, this is such a great city. It's so pretty. It's like got neighborhoods. It's got great energy. It's on the river. I was stunned. It's really beautiful, Kamala, isn't it?
It is really beautiful. Thank you. I'll take the credit for how beautiful Minnesota is now because you're talking to me.
It's gorgeous. And I mean, I am not there in the winters, but you know, people could say that about northern New England where I am too. In the winters, it's fierce, but you are loaded with lakes. You're loaded with forests. You have beautiful woodlands, especially up north as you approach Canada. And Wisconsin, your neighboring state, it's got a similar terrain, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Wisconsin is also very wooded, a lot of lakes, a lot of rivers. And I don't know specific details, but I know that the St. Croix River, you know, near the Stillwater and north from there area is probably the highest concentration of tick bites and tick Lyme disease, I guess, in probably the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so sharing the border in that area. Because of the river going through and the lush foliage around it.
It's so beautiful, but it's a perfect habitat. And we were talking about this, you and I, that the Canadian geese, which love this topography and the waters, et cetera, they're big tick taxis. They can carry hundreds of ticks on board.
Right. Yes, we've got lots of Canadian geese, a lot of, turkeys, deer, lots of wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And they fly up and down these flyways, and they make their way down to Kansas and Oklahoma and head south in the warmer weather and, and reverse it when the seasons change. So that whole region now is getting tick infested and carrying Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses all throughout the continent, really.
Right. Traveling ticks, like you said, tick taxis.
So there are some good support groups in the area. For our listeners that are needing help, could you mention perhaps a group or two that people could find some resource at?
Sure. I think that the best place in probably the Minnesota area, in any of the state of Minnesota, would probably be the Minnesota Lyme Association. And their website is www.mnlyme.com. And if you go to mnlyme.com/support, you'll find a list of support groups in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, plus around upstate Minnesota. I think that there are also a few Wisconsin groups listed on there.
That's great. That's great for people to have some direction. And having visited the state and heard some of the stories firsthand, individuals were able to share with me, oh, we know we were camping when up in such and such, or, you know, 40 years ago, I can remember being at my grandmother's and I had this bullseye rash on me and we just thought it was a spider bite and, you know, had terrible headaches for years. And now, you know, here 40 years later, MS type symptoms. So it's not a new illness.
Right, right. It's been around for a while.
It's been around. We just haven't understood it. So, Kamala,
right.
I have to applaud you again for being so helpful to your region and creating the health fair, but also, you know, so willingly having, you know, taken on this extra piece of work in your life, working with Lyme disease. And do you see it in your practice, in your office? Do people with Lyme come in?
People with Lyme do come in. There are, you know, people who come in and I do an intake, maybe the first time that I see them. And, you know, throughout the intake, they're telling me about maybe physical symptoms and things that they have. And when I get to the end, I often ask, is there anything else that I need to know about you? And just so recently, you know, within the last 2 months, several people have said, oh, well, you know, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, you know, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago or 6 months ago. And so, and then I'm thinking, oh, of course, and looking at the symptoms, you know, the physical symptoms that people have, I coincide with what I know other people with Lyme have had, you know, whether it's migraine headaches or joint pain, inflammation, and different things. And so it's getting to be more and more common, which is not a good thing, I guess. Mm-mm.
And your energy work, how does that interface with people in terms of recovery and healing?
I think that what I do, or what anybody who is an energy work practitioner would probably say, is that energy work is something very good to do, complementary to other healthcare practices. And the big part of it is clearing a person's energy field and their aura of anything that's no longer needed, that no longer serves them. Balancing, connecting chakras throughout a person's body. I think that so many times people with illness, and especially chronic pain, it's easy to want to be out of your body, if that makes any sense. And so with energy work, I think it's a very good way to embody our physical selves and take up the space that energetically that we are allowed to, and it just, it's very relaxing. It's just a real good all around healthcare practice.
Mm-hmm. So for people that are new to energy work, when a practitioner like yourself works on them, you're actually lending your energy to their system, right?
That's true. At the start of the session, I will ground and center myself and set an intention for the session, which a lot of times I will have the client help to set an intention of something that they want to gain or something that they want to benefit from. And then through breathing and feeling grounded and allowing energy to flow through me, I'm able then to send healing energy into the person that I'm working with.
It's such powerful medicine, people. We're so used to looking for pharmaceuticals or foods or different, modalities that we are very familiar with in terms of restoring our health and gaining energy. And I know when I was so treacherously ill with Lyme disease, one of my biggest complaints was I had no energy, like couldn't even sit up or get off of the sofa or bed. And when I had my energy healer work on me and lend me his energy, it was, beyond a gift. It was life sustaining. So I know how precious your work is to people that are suffering, Kamala.
Well, that's the feedback that I get at the end of the session. I ask usually how was that for you? And, everybody has a different amount of what they're willing to share about the experience. But most often things that I hear are, I've never felt this relaxed. So many times they go home and they sleep better than they have in a really long time. Sometimes there's different digestive problems people have when they have chronic illnesses and are on different drugs and things. And, that gets better for them. Pain management is something that is helpful. And so the results, I guess, are varied, but yet everybody who I've worked on, they are amazed, and especially if it's maybe their first time receiving energy work. They are amazed at how good they feel afterwards.
It's great. Yes, it's beautiful medicine and so needed when our nervous systems and mitochondria and all different parts of our body are under the stress of any chronic illness. So, Kamala, thank you for joining me today on Limelight Radio, for giving us a glimpse into the situation in Minnesota and lending us your tremendous talent and generosity to educate your section of the country. You're doing such great work. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Katina.
Oh, yes, my honor. So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed our show today. We were chock full of news, as always. Limelight Radio is such a happening place, such a privilege to host this show and bring you exciting guests who can help us heal on so many different levels. So join us next week and have a good weekend, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me.